I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, September 30th. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises is disputing how the city clerk's office counted the signatures of people who signed a petition regarding the mayor's annual salary. The citizens group says that election workers discounted 1,851 signatures because they were printed rather than signed. The group says the printed names demonstrate that people wanted to participate, but that the city discounted them as illegible. The group says many legal signatures are not naturally legible, and that the printed names should be used to match signers to the voter file. The city says they use the same standards that they've used for years to verify the signatures and consented with outside counsel to ensure they were following proper procedures. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises says they submitted over 7,100 signatures by the deadline of last Tuesday. They need about 5,500 to get a question on the November 4th ballot, asking voters if they want to roll back the mayor's salary from $285,000 to $183,000. The question would also set 2% raises for all elected officials and require any change to that policy be approved by voters. The citizens group says they're now weighing their options. A Quincy man has been sentenced to over 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to selling drugs in exchange for illegal guns. Federal officials say 41-year-old Caesar Ross obtained 23 guns with obliterated serial numbers for fentanyl on at least 4 separate occasions over the course of 3 months in 2020. Officials say Ross asked that the serial numbers be obliterated, and then he distributed the guns to people who could not possess firearms. At least 5 of the guns were found seized from Boston gang members, including at the scene of shots fired and armed assault cases. The remaining guns are still at large. Ross was arrested in Quincy 2 years ago after an undercover operation where he gave fentanyl to a witness in exchange for 4 guns. He pleaded guilty to firearms trafficking and drug charges. 2 Quincy police officers were promoted yesterday. Sergeant Aaron King was promoted to lieutenant, and Officer James Wedby was promoted to sergeant. The promotions took place during a ceremony in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. King is now the first female Quincy police officer to become a lieutenant. King worked several years in the patrol division and became a sergeant in 2020, working in the Bureau of Criminal Investigations. She is also an attorney and has worked in the Norfolk County DA's office as an assistant district attorney. Wedby was hired in 1999 and patrolled Germantown. He transferred to the Community Policing Unit, now known as Community Services. He'll now be assigned to the patrol division as a patrol supervisor. A Quincy man is facing charges after hitting a car with his vehicle at a Quincy restaurant and then fleeing into Braintree last night. Police say 37-year-old William Reyes Larson struck another vehicle at the Wendy's on the Southern Artery at about 7 o'clock last night and then fled from police into Braintree. Larson was apprehended and charged with his second drunk driving offense, operating with a suspended license and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court. A Rhode Island man has been accused of kidnapping and victimizing a 75-year-old woman after an encounter at a restaurant. 36-year-old Michael Guerrero charged with carjacking, kidnapping, indecent assault and battery on a person 60 or older, assault and battery on a person 60 or older, and assault with a dangerous weapon, plus threats to commit a crime. Guerrero pleaded not guilty to the charges and was held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing. On September 15th, a 75-year-old woman told police she had been victimized by an unknown assailant the night before. The woman said she went to the 99 restaurant in Pembroke for dinner and then left without her wallet or cell phone. When she returned at about 9:15 to retrieve them, the restaurant was closed. She was approached by a man who claimed to be a valet driver for the restaurant. The front door to the 99 was locked, so the man told the woman that the back door was open. He got into her driver's seat and told her that he would drive her around back. That's when the man drove her away from the restaurant parking lot towards the highway. The woman said the man told her to perform lewd acts and stated he had a gun if she didn't comply. When the car stopped at an intersection in Providence or Johnston, the woman attempted to escape. The man then turned off the engine, got out of the car, and threw the keys and fled on foot. Pembroke police posted surveillance images of the suspect from the incident. Workers at restaurants in the area said a man resembling the suspect had visited their establishments prior to the kidnapping. Through witness interviews and additional surveillance footage, investigators determined the suspect had used a rideshare app to get transportation to and from various locations. An investigation positively identified Guerrero as the man seen on the surveillance footage during the incident, as well as the rideshare passenger who had visited several local bars and restaurants in the Pembroke area shortly before the incident. Guerrero is set to appear in court October 6th for a dangerousness hearing. Massachusetts school students are still struggling to reverse pandemic learning loss, according to the latest MCAS test results. State education officials say that students are still behind where they were in 2019 before the COVID pandemic led to remote learning and other disruptions for young people. Governor Healey's administration said it's focused on early literacy and addressing chronic absenteeism as it seeks to improve student performance. High schoolers fared worse on the MCAS than grades 3 through 8. In English language arts, scores were up 3 percentage points from last year for grades 3 through 8, but declined 6 points for grade 10. Both groups are 10 percentage points behind where they were in 2019. In math, the percentage of students who met or exceeded expectations was unchanged for grades 3 through 8 compared to last year. There was a drop of 3% for 10th graders, who are 14 points behind where they were in 2019. For the first time this year, high school students took the MCAS knowing that it was no longer a requirement for graduation. Rob Curtin, the head of data for the Education Department, said that may be playing a role in the disappointing results. Question 2 was passed by Massachusetts voters last November, eliminating the standardized test from high school graduation requirements. Overall, 55% of schools made substantial progress toward, met or exceeded their accountability targets this year, compared to 60% of schools that did so in 2024. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 68 points. The Nasdaq's up 107. The S&P added 17. Asian stocks were mixed in narrow trading as investors braced for a possible U.S. government shutdown. The dollar fell. The euro is up. Oil at $63 a barrel. Sports. It's the wild card race. Red Sox are in New York for a series with the Yankees beginning tonight at 6. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, high of 75 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high 63. Thursday, sunny, high of 62. Friday, sunny, high 69. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Winds north at 5 to 10 become northeast at 10 to 15 knots later today. High tide, 6:13 p.m. Sunrise 6:40, sets at 6:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, September 30th.